are listening to the opening bars of the overture to Richard Wagner's opera, The Flying Dutchman. It was performed by the Chicago Symphony, and the conductor was Sir George Schulte. That performance is part of a treasure trove of recordings being reissued to celebrate the 100th anniversary this Sunday of Schulte's birth. Along with his stunning recording, Schulte is considered one of the great conductors of the last half of the 20th century. Here to tell us more is Morning Edition music commentator Miles Hoffman. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Why don't we get right to why Schulte has been so celebrated?
There are many reasons, Renee, and he indeed was one of the titans of conducting of the 20th century. But I think his greatest importance, his most important role, is in the history of classical music recording. George Schulte came into his prime as classical music recording was exploding, as stereo was being invented in the 50s, and he was part of that explosion. He was one of the reasons it came into its heyday, and he was almost single-handedly responsible for the growth of a very important record label, Decca Records. He recorded exclusively for Decca for 50 years, and he brought that label to international acclaim. By the way, he won more Grammys than anybody else in the history of recording, pop or classical. Here's a portion of a recording that won the 1966 Grammy for Best Opera Recording.
Miles, that is a very familiar piece of music.
Yeah, it is, Renee. That's the Ride of the Valkyrie from Die Walküre, the Valkyrie, which is the second of the four operas that make up Richard Wagner's Ring cycle, the Ring of the Nibelung, Renee. Between 1958 and 1965, Schulte recorded the entire Ring cycle. That was with the Vienna Philharmonic and four absolutely spectacular casts of singers. This was the first commercial recording of the complete Ring cycle, and it's certainly George Schulte's most famous and most important set of recordings.
And then these recordings, are they among those being reissued?
Yes, they certainly are, Renee. But you know, the sheer volume of music that Schulte recorded during the course of his career is just stupefying. He made more than 250 recordings, 45 operas at one time or another, not to mention the complete symphonies of Beethoven, the complete symphonies of Brahms, of Bruckner, and of Mahler. I mean, it's just astonishing. Here's a famous duet from Mozart's Marriage of Figaro, and again, the conductor is George Schulte. Soprano Lucia Popp with the soprano named Kiri Tekanawa, and that was George Schulte conducting the London Philharmonic Orchestra.
And you know, Miles, with all the time that George Schulte must have spent in the recording studio, you'd think he would not have had time to conduct in operas or in concert halls, you know, for live audiences. And of course, that was the other part of his career.
Yeah, I mean, he was a conductor, and he led many important musical institutions during the course of his career. In this country, his glory days were as music director and conductor of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. That was from 1969 to 1991. And he's the fellow who brought the Chicago Symphony to prominence, some would say back to prominence, as one of the greatest orchestras of the world. This was during the time that George Schulte was the music director of the Chicago Symphony. I should mention, by the way, Renee, that there are some wonderful features, Schulte 100 features, on the Chicago Symphony website. That's the Chicago Symphony Orchestra and Chorus performing the famous Anvil Chorus from Giuseppe Verdi's Il Trovatore, and it was conducted by Sir George Schulte.
I gather that there was something known as a Schulte sound.
I think most musicians would say that there is a Schulte sound, Renee, and most would also say that that sound comes from a rhythmic precision, a clarity, and an emphasis on power. And when Schulte was with the Chicago Symphony, that's what he was known for, performances of clarity, precision, and power.
Miles, why don't we go out on a piece of music that really exemplifies that power, as you put it, that Schulte was known for?
Okay, Renee. Well, some people thought that Schulte was a god in the world of classical music, so why don't we go out with something from the twilight of the gods? This is from Götterdämmerung, Wagner's Götterdämmerung, Siegfried's Death and Funeral March.
We're celebrating the 100th anniversary of the birth of conductor George Schulte this Sunday. Miles, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
Miles Hoffman is the violist of the American Chamber Players and the author of the NPR Classical Music Companion.
From NPR News, this is Morning Edition, and as the music plays, let's hear about the Morning Edition team. The engineering supervisor is Kevin Langley. Our technical director is Kurt Stonecker. Audio engineers include Stacey Abbott, Zachary Coleman, Bill Plummer, Brian Jarbo, Dennis Nielsen, Ted Mebane, Arthur Halliday-Laurent, Greg Gavin, Michael Cullen, Peter Elena, Cal Southworth, and Jerry Tennant.
With Marcia Caldwell here at NPR West. Our executive producer is Madalika Sicca. The executive editor of news programming is Ellen McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Green.